We've seen there during the summer months the amount of people that have come to the area again, the Scottish people in particular, and they've had to travel by ferry boat. So we will be asking again now too that we try and make some progress on reinstating the Glasgow flight. It'll also obviously help our airport staff-wise and work-wise there. We need to look at something to get it reinstated again for people that are working in Scotland or in England, for students that are over there, and more importantly maybe the football fans that go on a regular basis to Glasgow itself at weekends.
Minister Hildegard Nocton has been a regular visit to the area. She has spoken before of her support for the airport, certainly her support for the Dublin PSO. You believe that you'll be talking to a receptive person if you can get to speak to her face to face?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's always good when you get a meeting face to face, but then you can put your debate across in a more passionate way. But obviously we have to bear in mind too that obviously it's the operators of the flight that have to be kind of maybe pushed more to reinstate the flights as well, because all of the PSO, all the services are there in place, but again it's getting the flight operators back on course again.
Are you looking at the same operator which would have been Loganair in the past, or do you believe Emerald Airways, who operate the current Dublin service, may be prevailed upon to get involved in Glasgow as well?
Oh, we'd be quite happy to take any sort of airline at all, but obviously they probably will maybe look at Loganair to start with, because they've been there for years and years and have obviously brought a lot of people to and fro from to Carrickfinn Airport, but certainly we'll be open to looking at any operators in the area.